Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, oh great one. Hey, everybody. David, Thanksgiving coming right up.
I love Thanksgiving.
I know you do, because it's all about the food.
That's right. It's all about friends and family and food.
That's right. So you're going to have a big turkey dinner and all the trimmings.
All
and...
the above.
Oh.
Pumpkin pie?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, pumpkin pie. Really.
You're awful chipper today. You got a smile on your face.
Well, it's Friday, David. You know, you got to be chipper on Friday, I think. And, you know, the holidays are here. There's no denying it now because this weekend is the Asheville Holiday Parade. Now, do you know how many years they've been doing the Asheville Holiday Parade? This is a hint. It's longer than you and I have been doing this radio. 67 years, David. And it will happen on Saturday. It's about the same route as always, starting at 11 a.m. up from Charlotte Street to Biltmore Avenue to Pack Place, then down Patton to French Broad Avenue. Yeah, big event, 102 units produced again by the Asheville Downtown Association, and three big helium-filled balloons will be part of the fun down there, along with llamas and horses and unicycles, eight marching bands. We don't have a WCQS marching band, do we?
No, we don't. But in the past, you have been side by side with Jane Pauley doing some announcing for the
last
parade.
5 years, I have announced the parade at CitizenTimes.com. This year, they have asked me to be in the parade, so I'm not going to be announcing the parade on the website. But I will be riding in a convertible, I believe, is what we'll be riding in. And hopefully, the weather will be good on Saturday for the 67th Annual Asheville Holiday Parade. After that, you can head over to Pack Square Park for Jingle Fest, 1 to 4 p.m. on Saturday, show hosted by Tom Chalmers, performances by the Trinity Baptist Church Jubilee Choir and the Asheville Choral Society, and you can get your children's picture made with Santa. And if you're still in that holiday spirit this weekend, after the parade, before the parade, the best Christmas pageant ever is on stage starting tonight for a three-weekend run through December 8th at Asheville Community Theater. And it's a comedy about a church Christmas show that runs off the track when six delinquent siblings are cast in the production. So that's going to be fun, too. If you're missing any of this, don't you worry. We put it all down for you in the Asheville Scene, our culinary and entertainment magazine in the Asheville Citizen Times this morning in your paper and boxes around town for free and online at AshevilleScene.com. So, some more stuff going on this weekend, David. Pierce Edens and the Dirty Work bringing out their new CD and DVD called Live, 9 to 9 over at the Isis in West Asheville. Panharmonia Chamber Music Group doing French Feast for Winds at 7:30 tonight at White Horse Black Mountain. And also at White Horse on Saturday, the one, the only David Lamont playing up there. And he's got a new CD called The Best of David Lamont. And he's also put all of his artistic output on a flash drive. So if you want all of David Lamont's albums, his books, lyrics, many other things too, you can get that at White Horse tomorrow night. You know, one thing that's happening next weekend, but I ought to go ahead and mention it now because it's something really special. You want to put it on your list. The Blue Ridge Music Trails Tradition Concert, Guitar Styles of North Carolina, and that's going to be November 30th at White Horse Black Mountain. A lot of things happen up at White Horse, and a great concert with award-winning artists Brian Sutton, Josh Goforth, and Leonard Holyfield, emceed by my good friend Larbu Singer. That's November 30th at White Horse Black Mountain, so don't let that get past you on all the Black Friday insanity.
If you've never heard Brian Sutton play his guitar, you are missing out.
He is one of the great
guitar players in America, no doubt about it.
Absolutely. A couple more musical notes we want to get to before we move on to something else. The Sweet Claudette, so they're playing on Saturday over at the Altamont Theater in downtown Asheville. And then we've got on Sunday the Land of Sky Symphonic Band playing music by Percy Granger and others at 7 p.m. Sunday at the DWT, the Diana Wooden Theater at Pack Place on Pack Square. On to a little bit of theater this weekend, Shakespeare on Trial. That is a show playing at 8 p.m. Saturday at the Diana Wortham Theater, and basically the Bard is put on trial by some of his famous characters for being too boring, and he has to make a defense of that. We told you about the best Christmas pageant ever at Asheville Community Theater last weekend to catch the Three Musketeers over at Flat Rock Playhouse.
What else?
Some movies this weekend. I went to see the Dallas Buyers Club, which opens today over at the Fine Arts in the Carolina Asheville. Great story there. Matthew McConaughey is a redneck cowboy electrician infected with AIDS and trying to find some way to survive in the 1980s. Just brilliant performance by McConaughey and Jared Leto. And both those actors were getting Oscar nominations for that work. The big movie of the weekend, of course, is Hunger Games: Catching Fire, which was not filmed in Western North Carolina, although the first Hunger Games movie certainly was. Jennifer Lawrence back as Katniss. She's a target after her victory in the games. Delivery Man with Vince Vaughn is the other big one opening over the weekend.
You didn't ask me.
About what?
If I've seen anything.
Have you seen a movie this weekend?
I did. I saw It's Not You, It's Me, directed and written by local man Nathan Ives. It was dark humor and very funny.
Well, I'm glad to hear it.
Tony, it's always a pleasure. Take care of yourself.
Have a great Thanksgiving, David. See y'all next week.